It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this evening. We've got legendary guitarist Michael Schenker. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
We're here to talk about Michael Schenker Fest Resurrection release. And Michael Schenker Fest reunites quite a few people from the Michael Schenker group. What was it like for you the first time everyone came back together?
Well, it is, you know, I experienced like something like that before with UFO, and I tell you, overnight, it's like you were actually always together. It just takes a day or two, and everything is normal for some reason. But the main thing on a musical level and as the concept and, you know, being together with everybody is phenomenal, because it completes a cycle of our lives, and I would have never dreamt at any time that something like that could ever happen, you know. And so basically, you know, I had so many different lineups with many different singers, but today it seems like it was all a preparation for something like this to happen at a time like this now. Because, you know, when you look at... if I look at myself, you know, where I have put my energy all over the place in all sorts of different... different lineups and so on. So putting it all together putting all the different lineups or like the different singers with their own unique voice, and it's a bit like a magnifying glass, you know, all the energy you put it into one concentrated point, and it becomes like a very interesting and a chemistry as well, because you're putting all these elements together that never actually showed up together, only in separate different lineups. So you put it all together in one. It's a very, very unique experience, and it seems to be the right time to do it. It's like it's something that happens very naturally. Everybody's happy doing it. It's it's great for the fans to re-experience and see all of that.
Full Metal Jackie, Michael Schenker with us on the show. We're celebrating his new release, Resurrection. Here's a tune from it that features Kirk Hammett of Metallica. It's Heart and Soul on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, we've got guitarist Michael Schenker on the show with us tonight. Michael Schenker Fest started as a single concert in Tokyo. When did you start to think it might be possible to do tours and an album?
Yeah, it was simply, you know, I kind of work a little bit with the unseen world, I guess. It seems to be like I always get little hints, you know, here and there. It was just simply like I was just wondering, you know, Doogie and I, we were together for 4 years now, you know, playing the most popular music of Michael Schenker. And it's just somehow when a Japanese promoter had the idea to have Graham Bonnet opening up for MSG, and then, you know, have Graham sing a song with us, you know, and we agreed to that. And I think that sparked, you know, the idea of, wait a minute, you know, this is the third part of my life. I think it's time to perform my music, my most popular music, with as many original singers as possible, you know. And so I kind of looked at the area of that was most doable, which was the 80s, you know, with Gary, Robin, Graham, and then, of course, Doogie, who was not yet part of it, but on the DVD that we made. But, you know, that was the beginning, and so we started off with the three original MSG singers, and we started playing in Sweden Rock, and, you know, festival here, festival there, And then I was offered to do the Loud Park in 2016, which is the third biggest indoor arena in the world, to headline. And it was 2016, and I asked them, well, who is playing on the other night? And they said the Scorpions. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And so, but at the same time, the promoter, another promoter, offered us like three shows. And when I saw in Japan, and when I saw the one venue in Tokyo, I went, this is it. I have to film it. But live at the one night at the Budokan was never filmed. It was only audio, you know, recorded as a live CD. And so I didn't even discuss this with anybody. I said, I'm going to invest into this again myself, and I hired, you know, the camera crews and behind the scene people and stuff like that, and I knew it was going to be great, and you know, and the show was fantastic, the audience were fantastic, and I went to Germany, edited, then to the recording studio and mixed it with Michael Foss, and it turned out fantastic.
Michael Schenkerfest's Resurrection is out now. I've got a copy I'm going to be giving away later on in the show, along with tickets to see the band at City National Grove of Anaheim on Sunday, March 25th. Also coming up, Slayer tickets, tunes from Pantera, Megadeth, and more with Michael Schenker. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Michael Schenker is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the new album, Resurrection, which features four singers. What's the key to coordinating so many different vocal styles on a single album?
Okay, well, there's two different ways of coordination involved. One is the logistics of, I mean, making actually everybody being available when they need to be available. That's a tough one. That's a tough one, especially for touring. But my son Taro takes care of that. He's a master coordinator. He's doing a fantastic job. Everybody is really treated very respectfully, and everybody gets paid on time and everything. There's no areas, you know, to complain about that were maybe areas in the past where people would complain. All of that, you know, we're older, we're wiser, I have a great organization behind me, and so everything is done properly. And so basically on a musical level, it's like this. It's Michael Schenker has stopped copying music from when I was 17 years old, and I haven't listened to music since I was 17 years old. So basically, my focus is the art of lead guitar with pure self-expression, and that's what I was called to be, and that's what I did for 43 years now, believe it or not. It's like, you know, of course I can't turn off lobby music or an elevator, but once in a while I buy clothes and they play the whole Metallica album, but in general I you know, very very lit. I don't listen to any music at home, in the car or anywhere. So I put all my emphasis on creating it, you know, being a trend maker rather than a trend follower, and as a result of that, also creating your own guitar style and even your own music. And so basically, you know, that also kept me very fresh and preserved me for now. I'm not overexposed, I'm not worn out. The very opposite is actually the truth. I feel like 20 years old today, and the energy that I have for music and pure self-expression and, you know, working from the infinite spring of creativity is endless if you stay there, and if you have done it for so many years as I have, it never wears out.
Michael Schenker with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Right now, a new tune from Asking Alexandria and their self-titled album, Into the Fire, on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Michael Schenker with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the album Resurrection. And you mentioned Kirk Hammett from Metallica plays on the record. He's very outspoken about your influence on him. What do you like most about his playing?
His playing, well, it's not so much, you know, it's like this. It's the whole thing that, you know, he wanted to, I'm his Santa Claus, and he wanted me to be, he wanted to meet with me, you know. I don't listen to music, like I said to you before, but believe it or not, the way I got introduced to Metallica was I bought some new clothes, and while I was buying those clothes, I got the whole Metallica album introduced. That's when I learned about The Unforgiven. It's a beautiful song, a fantastic song, actually. And what I noticed when I was, you know, in the changing room listening to that music, that you know, knowing that he is a fan, I realized that the classical stuff that he plays are very much Michael Schenker. And so basically, you know, for me, it was more like, you know, he is a fan, he has become a friend. We did the thing together on the metal show, and that metal show, and then he came to one of our concerts and he jammed with us. And so basically, you know, it's kind of, I just, you know, said like, hey, you know, Kirk, why don't you play on our album? And it was just the next level of involvement of him together with me. And so it's not so much about his playing. Plus, you know, the other thing is that it's a newer generation. I don't analyze the music outside of my own creativity. So for me, it's more like, you know, Kirk. It's about Kirk and knowing him and stuff like that. But you know, he did his stuff, and he did the stuff that is a new generation stuff that I don't necessarily understand. But you know, it is music that goes on. It grows in new generations. The new generations do stuff that once in a while, when I do hear something, I don't understand it, period, you know. And that's the way it goes in life anyway. My parents never understood what I was doing too. But this is not what it's about. It's about, you know, Kirk, you know, having him on the album. And it was as good as interesting for me as it was for him.
Michael Schenker is with us on the show tonight. Michael Schenkerfest album Resurrection is out now, and the band is playing at the City National Grove of Anaheim on Sunday, March 25th. I'm going to have a copy of the album, plus tickets to see them coming up, plus music from Megadeth, and more with our guest, Michael Schenker. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jacket legendary guitarist Michael Schenker with us tonight on the show. And between Scorpions, UFO, and MSG, you've made so much music that so many people love. What goes through your mind when you think about all the music you've made?
It's a journey. It's a journey. It's a journey from a baby to becoming eventually an old man, you know. And it's my musical journey. It's a development. It's learning the first baby steps, you know, and realizing from one album to another, especially in the new UFO period, all the way up to Strangers in the Night, that every time we made a new album, I developed into a bigger person, you know. And just like a baby grows up and becomes a young boy, young man, a teenager, but you know, and so on. And so I look at my musical development exactly like that. It's and it continues. It doesn't stop. You know, I haven't finished, I mean, anything for you know. I'm over and over, you know, coming up with new creative stuff and put new sprinkles over my work, because I'm working from within. And so my life, musical life, is all about continuity, or how you say that, of development, and it will never stop as long as I live.
Guitar virtuoso Michael Schenker is my guest on the show tonight. I've got a copy of Michael Schenkerfest's Resurrection album on vinyl for you, along with a pair of tickets to see the band play City National Grove of Anaheim on Sunday, March 25th. Tickets and vinyl furnished by Nuclear Blast. Call us, caller 25. We'll set you up with both, 800-955-KLOS. Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie, Michael Shanker with us on the show. You've been playing guitar your whole life, since you were a young boy. What makes playing guitar still feel new and exciting to you?
First of all, that I don't copy. First of all, that I don't listen. I don't get overexposed. I don't get worn out. And I take it all from the infinite well from within. And so the focus on being fascinated with a single string, first of all, it's the focus on lead guitar playing with pure self-expression, the art of lead guitar with pure self-expression. Because if you are a trend maker rather than a trend follower, you are actually operating from a world within. It was like a kaleidoscope. It's never ending. It's like a tropical ocean. There is always another fish that looks different. And it's like that in the inner world, you know. A trend runs out, gets overconsumed, and gets old and stagnant and dies, you know. But the spirit within, you know, if you go to that world where the energy comes, infinite energy comes from, and creativity, it's a very different world. And so it keeps everything, you always come up with new sprinkles, because it's endless. It's endless. And if you have done it for as long as I have been doing it, not listening to music for 43 years and copying anybody, then, you know, the more you draw from that inner world, you know, the more you become it, and the more it is impossible to actually slip into into the external world and become a recycler.
Full Metal Jackie with Michael Shanker. Pick up Michael Shanker Fest, the album Resurrection. Really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash. You can find me here Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie, and check out the Whiplash page at 955klos.com. Frazier Smith is coming up next. Leaving you off tonight with Slipknot. See ya.